The bill has already passed the Assembly, and a Senate committee gave it unanimous approval this week. It would require that all investigations of what are called in-custody deaths include at least two investigators from outside the department that employs the officer involved in killing the suspect. Republican State Senator Joe Lipum says it would also ensure that family members of the victim are well informed about how the investigation is being carried out.
The victim information that is part of this bill is key. I think that can ease a lot of the confusion and pain that's there by just even knowing what's available.
Family members of the victims of police-involved deaths have been pushing for a more independent and transparent investigation process for the past decade. Bill co-sponsor Democrat Chris Taylor says she believes their efforts have paid off.
People want this bill. It has bipartisan support. It should get to the Senate floor, but we're not going to stop working until it does get to that Senate floor. And I'm very confident if it gets there, it's going to pass, and we're going to be the first state in the nation to have an independent investigatory framework in officer-involved death.
The bill faced opposition from the Milwaukee police chief and the city's fire and police commission that carries out the investigation of in-custody deaths. And Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen also opposes the bill, calling it an unnecessary additional layer of bureaucracy, and predicts that if it passes, justice in such cases could be compromised. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.